Coast Guard Petty Officer Matthew Chancery was working in Miami when he got word the El Faro was in trouble. He told the Marine Board of Investigation he wasn't immediately alarmed because he didn't know the ship was sinking. After failing to contact the ship's captain, Chancery realized the El Faro was in serious trouble. But the Coast Guard's ship tracking system kept crashing. By the time onshore rescue officials finished plotting the El Faro's location with paper maps, the ship was in the middle of Hurricane Joaquin. Still, Chancery says the computer glitches onshore didn't affect the Coast Guard's ability to physically react to the emergency. The weather did.
As far as launching an asset, getting somebody out there, formulating a response, I don't think that the loss of this system would affect that at all.
But the closest Coast Guard ships were hundreds of miles away, and Air Force planes couldn't fly low because of the weather. Chancery also says he tried contacting Bahamian authorities, but the nation's Navy had already anchored in Key West ahead of the hurricane. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.